Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Hare, Sister Wesley, Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 18, 1897. This letter is published in entirety in 12 MR 350-353. Dear Sister Wesley Hare, I have been meaning to write to you for some time, but other things have crowded upon me, and now I can write only a short letter for Maggie to copy. My health has not been good this summer. I have been very much exhausted for some time, but I am now improving, and I feel very grateful to God for this. I learn that your health is not as good as it has been. My sister, look to the Lord. He would have you live, I believe, to care for your family. Take right hold of the power of the mighty healer. Whatever may be your affliction, the Lord would have you come to Him in faith, believing in Him as the one who can heal both soul and body by His mighty power. I point you to the great physician. He will, I believe, undertake your case. Only believe, and you will see the salvation of God. After you have done all on your part, you may rest in God, feeling that you have committed the keeping of soul and body to Him. You are His property and His child. He loves you, and He can make you well if it is for His name's glory. Come to the Lord just as you are. Cast your helpless soul and body upon the mercy and care of the tender shepherd, and believe, believe, believe. You will indeed see the salvation of God. Let your trust in God be unwavering. Present the promise, and then rely upon the word that says, "Ask and ye shall receive." John 16, verse 24. Read the fifth chapter of James and follow the directions as best you can, and if it is for the Lord's glory, He will raise you up. But act your part faithfully and cling to the Mighty One. There is a large interest in Stanmore since the camp meeting. The tent has been crowded most of the time. Meetings have been held every night with the exception of Monday evenings. Now and then they have dropped out the evening after the Sabbath, for so many calls come in for visiting that they have to give up that evening to holding Bible readings. Brother and Sister Haskell, Brother and Sister Starr, and Brother and Sister Wilson are the chief workers. Brother and Sister Haskell have charge of the mission, where quite a number are being educated as Bible workers, and others are being educated to sell papers and tracts, that the work may be made as far as possible self-sustaining. All day long there is but one person in the home, the girl that does the cooking. Visits are made, and Bible readings given from house to house, for invitations are constantly coming in, and the different families invite their neighbors in to hear. The people seem to be of a better class intellectually than is usually the case, and they will be able to teach the truth to others. Much praying is being done. Quite a stir is now being made among those newly come to the faith in regard to erecting a meeting house. 40 souls have already come to the faith, and my soul grasps no less than 100, for the interest is wide and deep and is constantly increasing. 2 weeks ago, I spoke in the tent on Sabbath and Sunday. I also spoke last Sabbath and Sunday. The tent was well filled with interested listeners. I have an appointment for next Sabbath and Sunday. It now becomes necessary to build a house of worship for the Stanmore believers. This will serve also for the Sabbath keepers in Newtown, who now meet in a hall. We see that the land is going to cost us as much as the meeting house, £600. If this house could be erected now, the new believers would have a place where they could worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience. Some of the most reliable families are now hanging in the balances, uncertain whether to obey the light and risk the consequences. We greatly desire that these souls shall venture everything for the truth's sake. We now purpose to arise and build, and if any of our people can donate something toward this object, we shall be very thankful to God. We want the standard raised very near Sydney. We desire that the last message of mercy shall be sounded in these suburbs. We ask if there are any who will come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty power of darkness. Every device possible is being set in operation to hinder the work, but those newly come to the faith move right forward and say what they will do. Some have already pledged £10 and others £5, and as yet no pledges have been asked. It is a great undertaking. Brother Shannon, a builder in Sydney, says that he will be responsible for half the brick. He says that it is nearly as cheap to build with brick as with wood. The matter of location is being discussed. There are some beautiful places there, if the price is not too high. We are praying and waiting and watching. We expect to arise and build, for there is nothing else we can do, and may the Lord help us, is my most earnest prayer. If any of you can help us, do so, and the Lord will bless you. In much love.